Infrared imaging and thermography, facts versus fantasy, the truth for COVID-19. In a news article, the ACLU says face scanners at Hawaii airports are terrifying and is raising concerns about the invasion of privacy. The term infrared or IR can conjure up a lot of crazy or terrifying ideas as to what it is and how it is used. Hollywood has been a big promoter of the technology, and unfortunately, that is where many people have formed an opinion about its applications. Most of it is just a fantasy that the movie producers, directors and writers use without respect for the truth. There is a long history of these fantasies going around, and news media, civil rights groups, and the ACLU sensationalizing the stories. For many people, their first impression is from the movie Predator, with Arnold Schwarzenegger, or others like Blue Thunder, RoboCop, and Navy SEALs. In these movies we see infrared, or thermal vision being used to magically see, through the jungle canopy, walls of buildings, or homes, and people's clothes. The truth is that infrared imaging cannot do any of these things. Infrared imaging is non-intrusive, non-invasive, passive and 100% safe. Thermal imaging only provides you with an image based on the surface of an object. The temperature difference is based on the object's surface radiance properties. Unlike glass or plexiglass, which are transparent in the visual light spectrum, infrared cannot see through those materials as well. Almost all materials are 100% opaque in the infrared spectrum and cannot be seen through. The use of the word through, which you can see I am specifically pointing out, is used completely out of context when it comes to how some people describe the technology. For example, when the application is a home energy audit, it is very common to be able to see the framing studs that are within the wall, but you are not seen through the wall to see the studs, you are only seeing the temperature difference on the surface of the wall versus the wall cavity. The internet is full of people saying that you can see through the wall and see the studs when in fact that is completely false. Then there is the YouTube video that claims that you can see ghosts, Bigfoot, and space aliens with infrared as well. All of these misconceptions create a false understanding of the technology and then are sensationalized by the media. Infrared imaging, 3.5 to 5.5 or 7.5 to 14 microns, is seeing the energy that is at a slightly longer wavelength than the human visual, 0.4 to 0.7 microns. The infrared sensor, just like our eyes, is only sensing a specific wavelength of energy that is emitted or reflected from the surface of the object. The sensor is passive in that it does not emit any energy to be able to see, in the same way that our eyes do not as well for us to be able to see objects. Infrared imaging is not an invasion of privacy. Whenever Hollywood needs a cool visual effect where they can use infrared imaging to solve a script problem or add a dramatic effect, they think that they can just use infrared imaging like Harry Potter's magic wand, and wave it around, and voila, look, you can see through walls, people's clothes, ghosts, etc. So, people's perception is that it is some form of an invasion of privacy, which is a complete misrepresentation of the technology and how it works. In today's situations, with the fact of the COVID-19 pandemic hitting the world, fast and effective infrared screening of people with abnormal temperatures is one of the greatest tools we have in the fight. We cannot afford for the misconceptions of the technology to influence our perceptions of the vast benefits of using infrared imaging for fast and accurate screening of people with exceptional temperatures. The ACLU, complete fabrication from the truth and is downright dangerous. The ACLU has, for many years, known how the technology works, what the costs are, the rules and guidelines, as well as who has access to the data. Ever since infrared imaging was used by law enforcement protecting our country from the importation of narcotics by drug traffickers, the ACLU was right there defending the drug dealers. So, for them to say that they have few details is a complete fabrication from the truth and is downright dangerous when we are talking about valuable tools to help in stopping the spread of COVID-19. Infrared imaging is not a violation of anyone's constitutional rights to privacy. We are at war with a global pandemic which has killed over 500,000 people. When infrared imaging for abnormal temperature screening is performed correctly, it will save thousands of lives, and not violate anyone's constitutional rights to privacy. The fact that the ACLU is trying to create the impression in Hawaii that the people of Hawaii are terrified by the use of infrared cameras incorporated proven solution for temperature screening at the airport is just downright unconscionable when so many people are dead and dying. It is unfortunate that at this stage of the game, we even have to have these discussions, but with luck, we can clarify the facts from the fantasy so we can get back to saving lives with infrared imaging. No cliff is so tall it cannot be climbed.